This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, getting cows pregnant during warmer months. Dr. Paul Fricke, dairy reproduction specialist with UW-Madison, joins the PDPW Dairy Signal to update listeners on the effects of heat stress on reproduction.
You know, every year, about this time of year, it's good to think about this topic before it gets hot. The difference, though, between lactating dairy cows and humans is lactating dairy cows have a lot of internal heat production. And that's just metabolically of a lactating dairy cow, like a highly trained athlete. If you really look at the component of lactation, the metabolism that's involved with that, and the amount of heat that is produced internally in this lactating dairy cow, that's really what makes these animals very susceptible to heat stress when the temperatures get high. Really, the definition of heat stress, then, when a cow is able to control and lose that heat to the environment, that's when the heat produced and the environmental heat equals her ability to lose that heat. But they can very easily get into this hypothermia where the heat produced and the environmental heat are greater than this cow's ability to lose that heat. And the one thing I want to point out is, as human beings, we don't have that internal heat production of milk production, not like a lactating dairy cow. And so our tolerance for heat as humidity goes up is much higher. Even in the low 70s degrees Fahrenheit, when you get humidity ranges up in that 40 and 50% range, when we as humans would feel pretty comfortable, these lactating dairy cows are starting to experience heat stress. And again, that difference is just that internal heat production.
Comments from Dr. Paul Fricke, dairy reproduction specialist with UW-Madison, on the effects of heat stress on reproduction. Well, what about different parts of the country like Arizona and Florida when they get really hot and humid?
I think that we've come a long way with facility design. If you look at those cross-ventilated barns that are operating properly, even in really hot environments, they can mitigate a lot of these environmental effects on heat stress. They flatten out that decrease in conception rate during the summer and the decrease in milk production due to the decrease. They work really well. You know, it's hot and humid during the day, but it's 85 degrees and humid all night. That kind of compounds itself. The cows seem to be able to go along for a few days pretty good, but then you see the drops in milk production and you'll eventually see the changes in repro as well.
What other management steps you can take to combat heat stress?
Clean water, access to that water is really important. That would be one thing you really want to look at during heat stress, making sure these animals have adequate water, provide shade. And these cows in these corrals would literally move with the shade during the day. So providing shade is an important aspect of mitigating heat stress. These kinds of studies are all over the place. Pregnancy rates 44% for cows in shade in the summer in Florida versus 25% for cows not given access to shade. So it can make a big difference. Most farms I go to have some kind of heat abatement strategy. So fans are a really good idea. Moving air, we've got cross-ventilated, tunnel-ventilated barns now as well. So we're using convection to get that heat loss in these lactating dairy cows. Think about how often your cows are in a holding area, away from a place to lie down, away from fresh water, different areas of your farm where these cows are going to get heat stress. And cooling makes a difference. Just general things like water, sprinklers, and fans. If you haven't thought about heat abatement strategies on dairies, I think most consultants would say that those systems are relatively inexpensive and they pay for themselves. So making sure that you got good airflow, that you can soak those cows with sprinklers and get the fans on them to try to get ahead of that. So I think those are the things that you need to think about. And hopefully, we'll see how hot it gets. We don't get tons of heat stress every year, but who knows if it's going to be a hot summer or not.
Again, those are comments from Dr. Paul Fricke, dairy reproduction specialist with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide at Starbar Products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.